On the policy side of things, we have a lot going on. We've got, on the trade side, we've got, besides the China access that we've starting to build on now, we've got to address NAFTA and the modernization of NAFTA, and we're engaged in that, and we want to protect all the success agriculture most of us have had for NAFTA. The administration has brought up South Korean agreement, the bilateral we have with South Korea, and South Korea has developed into a more than $1 billion market for U.S. beef, so we want to make sure that we are not what we're calling collateral damage, where we accidentally get hurt in our great successes we've had in the South Korea. So my outlook's going to be to work on and protect, and we need to work on our bilateral with Japan, being so we don't have the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement in effect with the U.S. government anymore. So we've got a lot of trade stuff we're going to focus on. We've got the tax reform package hopefully comes up, if not the end of this year, going into 2018. And we've got a lot of opportunities for repeal of the death tax and a host of other good tax things. And we've also got to protect some tax things that are good for us in that potential tax reform package. And we've got the Farm Bill coming up in 2018. There's already hearings starting on that. And so we've got conservation title issues, to protect programs and funding for important things for our producers and agriculture across the board, like EQIP, things like that. And we've also in some research funding that's vitally important to agriculture. Also, we've got a new ask for the USDA to create a vaccine bank for foot and mouth disease. We haven't had it in the U.S. since 1929, but I think most scientists agree it's not a matter of if, just when we suffer the damages of reintroduction of foot and mouth disease. So we want to create a vaccine bank on hand where we can, through the U.S. government, immediately react to any outbreak here in the U.S. because it would be a very serious effect on us all. So that's just the tip of the iceberg on some of the major things that I'm going to be focusing on going into next year.